Tampering with the Commandments, March 16. The Contest over God's Law. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Satan could not hinder the plan of salvation. Jesus was crucified, and arose again the third day. He, Satan, told his angels that he would make even the crucifixion and resurrection tell to his advantage. He was willing that those who professed faith in Jesus should believe that the laws regulating the Jewish sacrifices and offerings ceased at the death of Christ, if he could push them further, and make them believe that the law of Ten Commandments died also with Christ. He, Satan, told his angels that the Ten Commandments were so plain that many would believe that they were still binding, therefore he must seek to corrupt the Fourth Commandment, which brings to view the living God. He led on his representatives to attempt to change the Sabbath, and alter the only commandment of the Ten which brings to view the true God, the Maker of the heavens and the earth. Satan presented before them the glorious resurrection of Jesus, and told them that by his rising on the first day of the week, he changed the Sabbath from the seventh to the first day of the week. Thus Satan used the resurrection to serve his purpose. He and his angels rejoiced that the errors they had prepared took so well with the professed friends of Christ. Satan, working through unconsecrated leaders of the church, tampered with the fourth commandment, and essayed to set aside the ancient Sabbath, the day which God had blessed and sanctified, and in its stead to exalt the festival observed by the heathen as the venerable day of the sun. The Lord has clearly defined the road to the city of God, but the great apostate has changed the signpost, setting up a false one, a spurious Sabbath. The enemy of all good has turned the signpost round, so that it points to the path of disobedience as the path of happiness. He has thought to change times and laws.